This is 5 Minute Friday!
Socrates once said, "The unexamined life is not worth living." We have hit over 1,000 episodes now in the School of Greatness, and all we do is examine life. We ask questions. We try to get to the root of what the answers are on how we can improve our life and take our life to the next level. And at the end of every episode, I ask my guests two final questions. What are your three truths, and what is your definition of greatness? And so many people ask me over the years to share mine, and I rarely do, but I thought I would examine my life and examine the last 1,000 episodes and share both my three truths and my definition of greatness. So my three truths. Number one is to take care of your health. I'm such a big believer in health because it doesn't matter how much money you have, it doesn't matter how many people you know, how many accolades you get, or how successful you are. If you feel sick, or if your health is under attack, or your happiness is under attack, nothing else matters. So you've got to make sure you're taking care of your health with the routines, the rituals, the habits on a daily basis, daily practices that support your happiness and your health. Number two, discover your dreams and pursue them. I love the quotes by Les Brown where he says that there are so many dreams in a graveyard because so many people die with their dreams or they don't at least try to go for it. You don't have to achieve every dream that you have, but at least attempting, taking a step, taking a risk, trying. I'd rather you try and fail miserably than always live with regret that you didn't at least give it a shot. Go after your dreams, pursue them, try. See what you can create, because you'll always be wondering, what if you don't go after them? So truly pursue your dreams. And number three, be in service. There have been so many people in my life, as I look back on these 1,000 episodes, and I just look back at my life in general, so many people that I've learned from, that I've been able to examine, that I've been able to be inspired by, who've helped me, who've reached out and given me support in times of need. So many people have helped me that I always try to think about, how can I give back to those people? How can I give back to this planet who's given me a playground to experience my life, to pursue my dreams, to experience love, fun, play, joy, adventure? This is a playground. I've got to give back to it and to really give back to the people I care about and love the most right now. So be in service to these people in your life that matter, to the communities in your life that matter, to the people that have helped you growing up that matter. Just be in service. And the second question I always ask is, what is your definition of greatness? And this is the last question of the episode for every person. My definition of greatness is to pursue your dreams, to discover your unique talents and gifts within you and pursue those dreams with those talents and gifts. And during that pursuit, make sure to make an impact on as many people as possible and always give back. It's very similar to my three truths, but I believe if you go after what you desire inside of your heart and you make an impact on the people around you, then that's a pretty good life. It's a great life. And I want to leave you with this. There's two people I've interviewed on the podcast who truly inspired me in a big way. Sean Stevenson and Kobe Bryant. Both are no longer with us. And something I learned early on is about the power of acknowledgments. Telling people how you feel about them and what you see in them. And so often we wait to share how we feel about someone or what we acknowledge and see in them until they're no longer with us, until we're at their funeral, and then everyone pours their heart out and shares how they truly feel. At the end of every episode, I try to do my best to see the guests right in front of me and acknowledge them for the gift they are in the world in that moment. And I always love being able to do that. And I want to give you this gift today. I want you to go out there right after this episode, right after this moment, and go reach out to someone FaceTime or face-to-face and just tell them something you want to acknowledge about them. This can take 10 seconds or it can take 10 minutes. But I'm telling you, the greatest gift you can give to someone else is seeing them for the gift they are for you. So go out there and acknowledge someone you care about today.
Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you enjoyed this 5-Minute Friday. As always, check out lewishouse.com for more School of Greatness inspiration, and find me on social media at Lewis House. And as always, you know what time it is. It's time to go out there and do something great.